Jeff and Linda.
Thank you, David. David, you are a plethora of information.
My goodness. Now,
I learned so much just sitting over in that chair from you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, it's unfortunate that we're not on the air today. We're not videotaping on the air. This is just being sent out from the audio. I think we're having a little trouble with the internet connection, which is really too.
Kinda likes to do that.
I know.
The relay doesn't work so well.
It's really too bad because this is a good-looking group today.
Yeah, very good-looking.
Yeah, you know,
it's true.
Everybody's kind of smiley and dressed nice, and we have beautiful flowers up here from Norma and Garrett, but we're not on the doing this video, so I can drink my Pepsi. I don't have to worry about somebody seeing the. I always get three or four emails, complaints, and it's like you're a bad example. And I say, I know, I'm just a channeler, though.
Oh, I like when they blame it on me.
Yeah,
Linda
exactly.
Must be feeding you that Pepsi.
Linda's
it's
bringing
like, oh,
that.
Oh, please, I would feed him Diet Coke.
We can put all of our stuff on. But there's always somebody, you know. And anyway, what I love about the new energy, what I love about Chambra, is we really don't have a lot of rules. Don't really need them, and definitely don't want them. We do it naturally. We do it easily. And I love when Tobias says things like, you're gonna go through this process anyway. This whole evolution of ourself, it's gonna happen anyway. It's a natural process.
It's not like a victim in a crashing car.
Exactly. Well, no, it's not like that. Yeah. No, it could be. You know, you have the choice. You and everyone here, everybody listening, you have the choice. You can do it the hard way, or you can do it the easy way. Which one do you want? You had to think about that. That's that. Jesus Christ. It's Easter, so I can say that. He did it the hard way. He did it the hard way for consciousness at the time. Consciousness wanted to do it the really tough way, and we don't have to do it like that anymore.
Thank God.
I'm getting a few messages on the other side and say, be careful of what you say today. Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
we
Jeff,
can.
We don't have visual, but they do have sound.
Oh, that's right. I have to. Yeah, but this is not. This is over the internet. We can actually say what we want. We can say words like aspect and other things like that. Nobody will. They can't say anything. Anyway, hard way, easy way. I'm going to pick the easy way. Actually, Tobias said last month. I thought it was really kind of cool. He said, "We're actually walking backwards in time." We've already made a choice of where we want to go. And I think Chambra all around the world has made the choice to go into the new energy. I think we made the choice to be pioneers. Now, it sounds good. It sounds, you know, warm and fuzzy. We're going to be the first to go through. But we know it entails a lot of other, I don't want to say difficulties. It's filled with experience. With adventure.
That's nice.
Filled with.
That's what I would say the next time. When you say, why'd you do this? I say, oh, it's just an experience.
Just for the adventure.
Yeah.
It's filled with newness.
Like that. I'm going to remember that.
It's filled
we
with.
We have that recorded?
It's filled with, well, why, you know, maybe I should have waited until other people went through first. But we're Chambra. We don't do that. We're going to go through the energies first. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're connecting with Chambra all around the world right now.
I want to say a special hello to the Drinkas,
yes.
Roger and Lori. And actually, we don't see very much of them, not just because we travel a lot, but they opened a healing center down in Arvada off the mountain, and they're there a lot.
Yes.
And so we don't, they're off
actually,
doing their thing, and it's pretty wonderful.
And you guys are a wonderful example of what we talk about and hopefully do, but just get out there and do it. And I'm sure you've had one or two sleepless nights, you know, because you just signed the papers the other day, didn't you, for a... You know,
to actually buy the building.
To buy the building,
yeah.
Have the center. And there's the human part that wonders, is anybody going to show up? how are we going to handle this situation? How are we going to handle that? And, you know, even though this area of Colorado, around Boulder, Denver area, is very, very open to consciousness, but there's also, it can also get a little... almost too many things, almost sometimes a little bit of an overload, and contending with that. And as everybody here knows, whether it's a religion, or whether it's a consciousness movement like New Age, or even Chambra, there is always a tendency to get stuck in your own stuff. So as you guys have your center, I'm sure you've found that. There's people who are, there are different levels of their process. And part of our whole thing is to continue moving the energy. Sounds good, but you'll find that no 2 days are ever the same. One of the interesting physics of new energy is that, that Tobias points out, is we're used to old energy or duality, where if you do something a few times, you can replicate it. You can keep doing it over and over again and expect relatively similar results. And there's kind of a comfort in that. The new energy doesn't have that, according to Tobias. You do something once, and the results will be one way. And the next time you go and do it the same way, the results are going to change. A little bit disconcerting.
An understatement.
Yeah, well, and I think there's... I had another word, but... and I'm sure Roger and Lori have discovered that as well in opening up the center. It's like there's certain expectations that we have. If we do this, then that's going to happen, and not necessarily. So we're learning how to work with this new energy, how to bring it into our lives. We're learning how different it is from old energy. And it's more than anything, I've come to find out the way to make it easy is to just take a deep breath and let go of what you thought the expectations were supposed to be.
And just get that recorded?
Yes. I have to walk the talk.
I'm just teasing you.
But anyway, I wanted to mention, Roger and Lori, obviously you haven't just been sitting at home
waiting for it to show up.
Your music has, even though you just played that one song, I can tell it's really evolved since we heard you last about, 2 years ago? I know you've been in Nashville, talking to the hobnobbing with the stars. Yeah, and writing new music. So we're interested. I'd love to hear what else you have to play today.
Glad you're here.
It is Easter weekend all across the world.
Jesus is dead.
Yeah, and still. And I have to laugh. You know, there's Jesus, and then there's Yeshua. And I think we've come to know the energy and the heart and the love of Yeshua. And Tobias and the others call him Yeshua ben Joseph, which they say is a more accurate depiction of his name. I don't know where Jesus came from. I mean, the name Jesus, I don't know where he came from, but I don't
my
know where
dad, that... oh, Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, my dad, when he was mad at something, he said, Jesus H. Christ. Did anybody have their parents say Jesus H.? What was the middle name? Herbert? Howard? I don't know, but... Anyway, to the point,
this is really crossing the line, you know.
That's okay. That's
you're going to get emails,
you know,
and I don't want to see the ones that are for me. Yeah.
There's Yeshua, the one we know, the one who was a great teacher, the one who had incredible compassion, the one, by the way, who Tobias says was not broke. He wasn't starving to death. He came from a relatively wealthy family, and if we made the analogy to his profession in today's terms, he would be like a doctor. He worked with a variety of different types of healing. But he wasn't what Jesus, the thing that the Catholic Church portrays or the other churches
portray. Where are you going with
this? I don't know. I'm grasping here. Tobias, help me out. No, I do know where I'm going. There is the energy of Jesus, which I don't feel is really the true energy of Yeshua. It's an artificial, it's a manufactured energy. Consciousness manufactured Jesus. The poor guy who suffered for humanity and is now judging everybody when they go to the other side. And, a group like us, you can create a consciousness. And that consciousness sooner or later evolves, and if there's enough energy behind it, it turns into an entity or an identity. Tobias said roaming around in the other realms is an entity now known as Chambra. It's our group consciousness. And it's also with us here when we gather like that. So there's the Jesus consciousness, which is the energy that a lot of the churches relate to the suffering and to sins and to even judgment and salvation and all the rest of those. But
that's what my mom says.
I know. She says it to me too. But it is not the true energy of what I feel, and I think so many Shambhar feel as Yeshua. But all across the world, this weekend, there are those who are really tapping into the suffering energy and to the salvation energy. And it's interesting because I think where we're going right now is Shambhar, that Tobias and all the others keep saying over and over, there's no need for salvation. No need to be saved. Saved from what? And it's all right within us. And I think that was the message of the Master Yeshua, that the answer, you have it already. The kingdom of God is within. You have all the answers. You can do what I do. All the rest of that is just breathe it in. Allow it to happen. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It's going to happen anyway. Just decide whether you make a choice. Do you want it to happen in this lifetime? Or do you want it to go on for about 10 or 20 or 30 more lifetimes? Tobias, David says, five or six, In this last shout, Tobias says, we're essentially walking backwards through time. It's the Merlin energy. Basically, it means that you make a choice. You say, I choose to go into the new energy. Don't lay down the specific details step by step, moment to moment. Allow it to happen, but choose going into the new energy in joy, the easy way or however you want to do it, and then watch how it manifests. So I think that was my message.
What about the bunny?
I don't know. I know we have some good Easter food in the back today.
Do you realize how screwed up kids are because they think that the bunny lays the eggs?
That's really messed up.
That's really messed up. That's a virus for sure.
Anyway, we have a good group here today. We have 25,000 listening online probably after that spiel, probably about 10,000 now. Going
totally
down
horrified.
Quickly. But, got to say what you got to say. We have quite a few visitors today.
Yeah.
I noticed we have quite a few first-timers today.
Go ahead.
How many are here for the first time attending the live channel? Good.
Nice.
Awesome. Nice
Welcome.
To see you, and thank you for being here.
Welcome.
And Linda now is going to...
I have a list of some of the out-of-towners, and if we miss you, you'll have to let us know. But we have Verena from Wartburg, Austria. Where are you, Verena?
Right here, with a big smile. Hello, Verena. How are you? And you were down in Santa Fe, Taos.
And I have to greet Louise and Trudy. I wanted to wave at them.
Well, you can wave. You can wave all you want. It won't do any good. Have fun. Well,
oh,
I tell you what,
I'm
going to ask David to pass the microphone because we don't have the cameras broadcasting today. So do you want to repeat that?
Okay. My special greetings go first to Louisa and Hudi in Taos. Hi, I love you.
I call them Ludi. Ludi, it's kind of the combined energy.
Yeah. That won't make any sense to anybody.
And I also want to greet my Austrian Schombra friends, wonderful friends, Claudia and Hilde, who might listen to this now.
Yes.
I hope so.
Yes. I hope so, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Then I have Placidia and Tiago from Portugal. Where are you? Are you here?
They're on their way.
Okay.
All right. We have a special guest. Back is Mary Haslow from Sun City, Arizona. She came back for a visit.
Hello, Mary.
Hi,
Good to
Mary.
See you again. We miss you here.
Yeah.
It's not the same without you.
I left there and it was 90 degrees, got here and it was 27 yesterday, digging through my storage locker. What fun.
Wow.
But I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
How do you like Sun City?
It's all right, but, I like Arizona.
and
I may end up staying there, but I probably won't stay in that specific area.
Yeah, Sun City. Is that like a retirement city?
Yeah, I'm living with my mom, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay there.
It's kind of like Florida of the West Coast.
Yeah. I'm getting really used to the warm weather, though, so it's hard leaving
you might say
in
that,
shorts one day and then come up here and you're all bundled up. So.
Yeah. Although I enjoy cooler weather. I'm a little tired of winter here now. It's supposed to be nice by about now. Trees are supposed to be blossoming, and they're not. But anyway,
guess you'll have to get
it was
over
good,
it.
Good to see you again.
As David would say, it's springtime in the Rockies.
It's springtime in the mountains. Yeah.
Belinda Axelson, and I believe she has a guest with her. Are you here, Belinda, from Fort Worth, Texas?
Fort Worth.
Oh, welcome.
Linda and I lived in Fort Worth for...
this Linda.
No, Linda and I lived in... I used to know how to say it. It's not Fort Worth, it's Fort Worth. Fort, F-O-A-T, Fort Worth. And whereabouts do you live in Fort Worth?
We were visiting there.
Yes.
We came here in January from Sioux Falls.
Okay.
And we had taken ESS on Christmas Day, and our first choice ended up being Fort Worth. And we completed that, and we're here launching our next choice, which we're in the process of choosing.
Great.
So glad to be here.
You took ESS on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day in New Mexico, yes.
Interesting.
Well, the third day of it was Christmas Day.
Well, that's interesting. Kind of a rebirth.
It just happened.
Yeah.
It just happened. And then here we are on Easter again launching another. So we're really excited.
Incredible. Well, thank you
Welcome.
For being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And you are, we didn't get your name.
I'm her husband.
Oh. That can't be your name. What your driver's license says. That is not what your driver's license says.
Good to see you both.
Thank you. Okay, and then we have Tam Oliver from Washington.
Way
along,
in the back.
And
run,
Sherry
David,
Smith.
Run,
David, run.
Hi, Tam, good to see you.
I'm from Washington.
State
She's
of Oregon.
Really from Denver, but I ordered the tickets on the internet and I didn't have my address.
Back, I brought it.
Right. And your dad is here.
And my
dad great.
Here.
Yeah. And what are your names again?
Just Sherry so Smith, and this is Harold Smith. This is my father. He's 91. He wanted to make sure that we got up here safely.
Wow.
And he decided to come in and join us.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Glad you're here.
Yeah, he was going to come up
Thank
here
you.
And sit in the car.
And
that would be a little
It feels
cold.
Like there might be other guests.
Anybody else that from?
Barbara Wythe from La Pointe, Wisconsin.
Barbara, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And we're going to ask Barbara to come up here in a little bit. She has a very exciting new product. She's going to come up on the launch pad today. But good to see you. Are you a native of Wisconsin, or are you just living there?
I'm from Minneapolis, but I live in northern Wisconsin and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, Linda and I are originally from Wisconsin.
That's right.
Yeah, Appleton.
Don't hold it against us.
Yeah, well, we're from Wisconsin.
I didn't bring
my
cheese head to make you wear, but...
Yeah.
I have never
talk about the Packers.
Ever talked like that.
I know. Anyway, good to see you, and we'll have you up here in just a little bit.
And I've never been caught dead with a cheese head on my head.
She's a Cowboys fan. Jeez. Anyway,
do you know what your cheese head is?
My cheese head is, yes, I do, by the way. Okay, we're going to get into it. John? Oh, we have it.
Wow.
Oh, geez, hang on.
Woo!
Well, welcome, everybody. Anyway,
I guess I need to have a camera at home.
If you have been listening on audio only, you can jump over to video now. Amazing. We're having a little trouble with the feed, but somebody took care of it.
How nice. Probably Tesla.
We're just about to jump into the slides. Speaking of Tesla, last month's Shoud was called Don't Compromise Yourself. Teachers Series Shoud 8, and as you probably remember, we had an incredible guest, Nikola Tesla. That's a little picture of him there in case you don't know what he looks like. I just happened to watch the movie The Prestige on a little screen on the airplane the other day, about that big. And it was amazing after this channel to watch that movie and see Tesla. Well, it wasn't really Tesla, but, you know, he was in it.
That's what they want you to believe.
Yes. So a lot of material in this last Shoud, a lot of really good information. It's hard to distill it down to just a few slides for review. And by the way, when David said how many went to the party, and you said, what party? What, do you all forget from month to month what we do here?
Yeah.
So do I. I always have to read the shout, and it's like, what homework? Oh, geez, I forgot my homework this month. What was the homework?
Notice how often you compromise.
Yeah, how often do you compromise? So Linda's going to play the part of Tobias. I'm going to add my insults and comments and review what we did last month.
Oh, it's wisdom and inspiration.
That's true.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Much of what was done by Tesla and Edison accounts for the way you live and the technology you use. Tesla actually worked for Thomas Edison for a period of time. They developed some of the greatest advancements in the use of energy, in the use of electricity, and the development of motor technology. But they knew they could not continue to work together. It was not part of their prior agreement. They had to go off in their own ways.
Our guest last month was Nikola Tesla, coming in for some very specific things with Chambra having to do with energy.
Shocking.
As Tobias said last month, Tesla and Edison worked together for quite a while. A little competition, I guess, but really I thought it was interesting. He said they had an agreement that they weren't going to stay together. They had to go off on their own. I know a lot of times we look at the drama part of it, two humans that couldn't get along, two humans competing, you know, battling it out, whether it was AC or DC or whatever they were battling for. But we make these agreements. Sometimes you come together, your paths cross for a short period of time, and then it's time for the paths to go their separate ways. A lot of divorced people will agree with that. But the also as part of the guest lineup last month was also a third aspect. Was Harry Houdini. They all kind of came in at the same time. And David, I did not know that Tesla and Mark Twain were buddies. And of course, as you know, Adama St. Germain claims that he was Mark Twain. So, duh, all the pieces come together. Awesome. He went on to say,
Tesla has not reincarnated since. When he left the physical body in the midst of World War II, he actually went to the crystalline realms to further explore his creations and discoveries. His energies come back into the Earth realms in a very direct and very present way in these last few years. He's working with a few scientists, one group in particular, on some of the developments that he was able to create in this lifetime. They're going to have an effect on energy and fuel for this Earth. They don't want to say that he has the secret, but he was able to go beyond the barriers for a new understanding of how energy actually works.
Tesla was multidimensional. He was not only intelligent, but he was very open to the other realms. Whereas Edison was more practical, more of the businessman, was able to really bring ideas down into this dimension.
More grounded energy?
Well, yeah, grounded. But
get it grounded like a grounded plug.
It was funny. That was funny.
Move on.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, Edison, more
the difference in
more
the
grounded,
two.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think they kind of energetically worked with each other in the other realms, and Edison, you were able to pull it in more, Tesla working on the other realms. But Tesla did some amazing things. He actually had the developed something using very, very strong magnets, and it could actually reduce a coin in size, and it would keep all of its characteristics, whatever graphics or minting was on it, and it would maintain it. He could shrink objects. Which was amazing.
With money, you want to go the other way.
I know.
Gee, just what I want to do, shrink.
Shrink, yeah. Yeah. Well.
But it's a start.
It's a start. It shows that it can be done.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tesla, off my track here. Oh, Tesla is an energy worker, and he comes back again now at a time of transitioning into new energy, which is not vibrational, it is expansional, but also at a time when consciousness on Earth is really exploring and demanding new energy sources, new ways of, we derive our energy from really archaic sources, fossil fuel, dinosaurs who died 1 million or 2 million years ago, and that's what we're using to fuel our Earth. The use of such fuels has only been around for 100, 150 years. And according to Tobias, we're depleting the supplies. And also consciousness is saying this just isn't working anymore. Global warming, the economics of energy, all of these things are drawing entities like Tesla back. Tobias said he's working with a small group of humans right now, not that he's only working with them, but really focusing on that small group for new energy sources. That's amazing, amazing time. And he came to our group for a specific purpose, according to Tobias.
Nikola asks for your conscious awareness of the work that he's doing with those who are developing a developing new fuel sources, new food sources, new energy sources for this world. Nikola asks you, as experienced energy movers, to work with him to expand the energy for those who are working in the laboratories right now, for those who are trying to understand how to bring this information that is available back down to the earthly realms for the sake of the new energy for this world. They're getting closer and closer to it, but they've allowed some things to create barriers. They don't understand some of the multidimensional physics. They're trying to search too hard in their minds for the answer. You see, the answer is there, but they are searching too hard, and they're not seeing it.
So Tobias, Tesla, the others came to the Shaud, came to Chambre last month, basically asking for our help, our assistance. Here's Tesla working with this group of scientists. But, you know, scientists, as well as humans in general, can get stuck in their head. And you get to a certain point in particularly new energy development where prior physics haven't gone yet, and there's a tendency to overanalyze and get stuck. So Tobias was saying that's exactly what's happening right now. So he's calling on all of Chambre to say, you guys are energy movers. You're consciousness barrier breakers. You know how to expand your energy multidimensionally. So if you would, give Tesla a hand in working with these scientists. I think he also noted that some Chambre may even be involved at some point in the actual development or implementation of some of the new energies. But right now he was asking us for our energy, our expanded consciousness.
That was kind of nice.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
He went on to say,
Merlin understood the concept of walking backwards through time. It's a very simple concept. You've already arrived. We said several years ago, you've already ascended. You've already arrived in the new energy. You have already arrived at the total reintegration of all your aspects. And you have arrived at this whole new relationship between yourself, your soul, your physical body. Every part of you, a new and holistic relationship. So you say, well, Tobias, if I've arrived, why does it seem like I'm always trying to find it?
This is one of four important concepts that Tobias talked about last month. It's really a beautiful concept if you think about it. Basically, if you've already arrived and you're just walking back through time, experiencing how you got there, and you understand that you can make the choices, you don't have to worry or fret about, am I going to make it? Am I going to destruct on the way? Am I going to make mistakes, do the wrong thing? I already made it. Now, how do you want to get there? It's a beautiful, beautiful principle. It takes a lot of pressure off, and it takes a lot of fear out of the picture.
Well, but that eliminates drama. That would make it kind of almost too easy,
oh,
wouldn't
I know.
It?
It's what would you do without? No, you can choose. Drama, no drama. Feeding, no feeding. It's up to you. You can do the easy button if you want to. You're walking back through time. How would you like to experience it?
Always the easy way.
Cool.
Come on. Hello.
He went on to say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There's a very interesting dynamic that transcends time. You make the choice first. You come to the finish line first because you've chosen it, and then you go backwards through time to see what it's like to get there. You do it all the time. You just don't realize it. You get up in the morning and you say, I'm going to arrive at work. You've made the choice, and in a sense, it's already created. You will arrive at work. Now, what does the experience of going to your job look like? Will the traffic be heavy? Will it be a quiet, meditative drive? Will you talk to Tesla on your way to work?
So the key here again, you've already arrived. Now it's your choice. How do you want to get there? He's not talking about saying every morning I'm going to have, exact specific things happen, but a choice from a broad brush standpoint, saying, I want joy in my life. I want to do it the easy way, or however you choose to do it. You make that choice, and then when you make that broad brush choice of how you're going to experience getting there, then you kind of jump in and participate as it unfolds. And that's truly, to me, the joy of life. It's the joy of creatorship. You can choose how you got there in the first place. Awesome. He went on to say,
you can choose how to experience your own ascension and reintegration. It's already happened, and now you, as a creator, choose how you want to experience it. There is not a destiny. There is not some predetermined path for you. You are not bound by ancestral karma. You are not bound by your own personal karma. The creator can choose how they want to experience how they got there in the first place.
I think these are some really important points, because I think as humans we tend to get caught up with the destiny concept. The metaphysical New Age people get caught up with the karma. I'm an extension of my past lives, therefore I go through my karma. You're really not, by the way. You're not on a linear path from one lifetime to the other. As Tobias says, this is the lifetime. All the rest were just aspects. You're not bound by the past. You're not bound by a family karma, believe it or not. And I know so many people really, really get caught into that whole family karma thing, particularly when there are medical issues that tend to run through the family and energy issues. The sexual energy virus that Tobias talks about really loves the family lines, bloodlines, and it will just tear through those. But you're really not bound by those anymore. It says here, the creator can choose how they want to experience how they got there in the first place. Like a nice bumper sticker, but it's pretty long.
Yeah, the hard part of that, though, is if you're having a bad day, it's mm-hmm. pretty hard to not feel like a victim of circumstances on some days.
That's when you take a deep breath and say, I'm not a victim of circumstances. I'm a creator. It's really easy to get pulled back into, especially by other people
yep.
around you, especially by the news, and you get tied into the whole world. You know, as Shambhu, we are very sensitive, feeling people. And I know some of you have said to me, I just don't feel anything. No, you're pretending, you're playing a game, you're pretending you don't feel. But the reason you're pretending that is you feel too much, so you close it off. You say, I really don't feel anything, but you are. And you're feeling, I wrote an article in the newsletter last month. I don't know if anybody ever reads the newsletter. Please, one hand, just one. Thank you. Ooh. I wrote an article, and it wasn't what I intended to write. I was going to write something about the Quantum Leap the Quantum Leap celebration in Taos. We're actually flying out to Holland. We got to the airport in Washington, and I was going to finish the article, and all of a sudden, it wasn't like an outside entity came over. It was like the Shambhu energy, and the article totally changed, and it was about anxiety. It's not yours. Every last month, so many people were feeling anxiety, and it was getting to them, and I could feel that as I was writing the article for Shambhu, and it came out saying, it's not yours. You're feeling the anxiety of the world, anxiety of governments and religions and consciousness. Consciousness is having a major anxiety attack right now because things are changing. Energy is changing. The way things are being done is changing. And
potentials, too.
Potentials are changing.
And, so fast.
You know, people go through the anxiety when things change. They don't like it. They get comfortable in their life, even if it's miserable. They get comfortable. They know the outcome. It's just going to be another miserable day. But when they don't know what it's going to be, then it's fear. And so many people last month were feeling the anxiety. And I probably received more emails about that article than anything, saying, oh, thank you. It's not about me. I'm just feeling those energies. You take a deep breath, unless you want it to be about you. If you want to own it, that's great. Whatever you don't want to own, let it go. It's not yours. It's really not yours. Simple principles. He went on to say.
Very simple.
Simple.
Yeah, very simple. Okay, there's a tendency for consciousness, the expansion of consciousness, to get caught in thought because humans are programmed that the mind is the master. They're programmed that there is nothing beyond the mind, and actually the mind is so small compared to what you would call overall consciousness. So they're going to get stuck in the mind, and when rapidly evolving consciousness gets stuck and caught in the mind, it causes tremendous collisions.
Another excellent point. When the rapidly evolving consciousness gets caught in the mind, it causes collisions. Everything is going so fast right now. Consciousness, which is beyond the mind. Consciousness is it's consciousness. When the mind starts analyzing it and the mind starts trying to dissect it and segment it, it causes collisions. Something's got to give because the mind is holding back an energy that truly wants to evolve, and that energy is going to evolve. Your consciousness is going to grow with you, with your mind or without your mind. And when the mind puts a lid on it, it sooner or later it's got to break wide open. And then we get all upset and what's happening in my life and how come nothing seems to be working. Well, it's just that the mind has been holding back. Tobias was talking in this segment of the Shout about integrating in a whole new way the body, mind, and spirit.
Well, and what I always notice too is that when you try to integrate like that, the mind does want to interfere with it. The mind really doesn't want to see you do that. It doesn't want to lose control.
Exactly.
Okay. You're developing a relationship that goes beyond the identity that you are right now.
Hang on.
Are you on a different slide than me?
Yep. There you go.
Oh, I was getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're expanding very rapidly.
Yes. Psychiatry and psychology are trying to analyze everything. They're in the mind. It's important right now, Chambra, for those of you who are attracted to those areas to start working on the new energy ways. We don't even want to call it psychology. That's good because that would be illegal.
Yeah.
There's a new energy way of developing the relationship with self. That's all it is. This whole industry needs to be revamped. There needs to be a new resolution, and it's my firm belief that it'll be Chambra that helps to develop the new psychology, the new understanding of the relationship with self.
Now, there's not too many things that Tobias harps on or is condescending about, but a couple things. He doesn't care much for psychiatric drugs, drugs for depression and drugs to, you know, whoopee pills. Not real big on those because he said it literally flattens your energy. If you know, a lot of us have experienced that, the highs and the lows, and he said it serves a purpose. It's building momentum to kind of launch us into the new energy. He's saying here, basically, throw out our modern forms of psychiatry and psychology. And he believes that Chambra is going to develop the new psychology, so to speak.
I think they already
are. A new
are.
Way of understanding the integration of self, the human, the whole human integration. We had an interesting talk the other night with John and Leslie at dinner, and we got to talking about the SES, the Sexual Energy School. It's amazing. I know quite a few here have gone through it, but the understanding of how this virus energy works, and the understanding of how it can affect our lives and how we can release it, I think could form the basis for that. And I know, I asked Leslie to give me some of her ideas because she's been involved in counseling for a long time. But instead of just looking at somebody's childhood and how they're beat by their parents or, you know, neglected or abused or whatever, it's looking at the whole being, and it's also really focusing on how this virus works, and you don't have to own it. Let it go.
You know, in the SAS material, the sexual energies material that the teachers teach, it's really quite amazing because he gets very specific about the fact that many, many people go and get counseling for sexual abuse things, and that while they've had all this counseling, there's something that just never really heals, and they know it and they feel it. And that part of the problem is that all of the work that people have done, all the great counseling work that people have been involved in, it all focused on the mind. And you can't heal. It has to be healed from outside the mind. It cannot be healed just from the mind.
And for those who have taken the sexual energy school, Tobias says the virus lives in your gut, but it works in your mind. So you go into the modern forms of psychology, which are about the mind, or psychiatry, which is about giving pills for the mind. And now you've got a bigger breeding ground for this virus. Now you've got eventually more trouble than what you had in the beginning. You've really got one screwed up human being. And
how do you really feel?
I think I was channeling that. I don't think that was... it was very exciting. He says, Schomburg is going to be the one, so go for it. Let's do it.
No, I'm on the right one. You're developing a relationship that goes beyond the identity that you are right now. You're developing a relationship with your full self, and it's not what you have thought it would be. You're in the process of developing a relationship with self. Sometimes it seems that you'll never find it, that you are out of sync with it, out of balance with it, or perhaps your soul is off somewhere else. Well, it actually has been. But now you're developing a new relationship with yourself, with your soul, with your spirit. Whatever you want to call it, it transcends the human relationship you have.
I think what he means here transcends the human relationship. Again, so much of the focus has been in the past, the mind controlling the body. When the standard technology school that we did in Israel recently, and we're going to continue a week from now in San Diego, it's about the mind doesn't really control it at all. As a matter of fact, let go. The body knows how to heal itself. The balance of the body, the mind, the soul are all natural processes. And in particular, right now, we're really going through a new type of integration and understanding of how all of those plus Nost all work together. He went on to say,
Chambra, do not compromise anymore. One of the reasons for the disassociation of the human self and the soul self has been the human propensity to compromise. Your energies and your body are highly compromised. The energies and your mind are so compromised that you don't even know or remember who you are. You've compromised yourself.
That's a pretty big statement. No
yeah.
compromise. And he's talking here, I think he explains it more in the next slide, of what the compromise is. But this was really kind of the main point of the whole shoud that he was building up to. How we compromise ourselves. I'm going to jump to the next slide.
I think he did this on purpose just to create collision.
Probably.
We're talking about how you compromise your core values in order to appease other people, or more likely because you're afraid of being your own I am, and because you're searching for yourself, your awareness in other people or outside of you. Long. You compromise when you search outside of you. Period. I want that. Put on a pen, ha, 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 because humans love pens for some reason, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Now, the pen's going to be about that long.
Yeah, it's 45 letters in space. So.
Or real little type. But, you know, what he's saying here is you compromise when you look outside of yourself. If you're going outside for the answers, you're compromising the relationship that you have with yourself. You're saying, I don't trust myself, I don't trust my body, so therefore I'm going to go somewhere else for its healing. I don't trust my mind, so I'm going somewhere else so somebody else's mind can mess with my mind. I don't trust my spirit because it's let me down. When I've asked for things, I asked for a new car, my spirit let me down. I asked for the money to pay my mortgage, and Jesus Christ, nothing happened. I throw that in.
Happy Easter.
So,
you better watch it.
So we compromise.
A lot of lightning up here.
We compromise the relationship with ourselves, and we go looking outside. Sooner or later, it's going to have to come back in. Sooner or later, the outside is going to have to let you down. If you haven't already felt that, outside is going to let you down. So you're forced to go back inside. When Tobias says, "Don't compromise yourself," it also means trusting yourself. You know how we get something comes up and the mind starts in and it starts analyzing. You get a feeling. You get an intuition, a knowingness. But then it's like, well, maybe that's going to sound ridiculous. You know, I can't say that, or that's stupid. Nobody will believe that I've really invented this. We start compromising ourselves. You know, we have this little saying with Schomburg. It's called, you are God also. And it sounds wonderful. It sounds like, wow, what more could there be? But then we compromise ourselves. We start saying, yeah, but I'm a train wreck. You know, I'm God also when I make more money, when I'm healthy, when I'm psychic and can see through walls. And
how do you really feel?
I don't think this is me. We compromise ourselves.
That's why I asked.
We compromise ourselves when we stop trusting who we are and we give it away or we bury it. And we get to be such messes that when we do try to go back in and trust, there's still a lot of mistrust. And we do it by tippy-toeing through it rather than just doing it. Rather than truly embodying the I am presence of ourselves. So
he wasn't talking about little things about, you know, related to cooperation. He truly meant
truly
that core values.
Absolutely. There's one thing, you know, like if David and I went on a trip together, there's cooperation and we would want to cooperate and, you know, who was going to drive, where we're going to stop and eat, what kind of hotels or bars we would stop at. And there's that cooperation, but you don't have to compromise your values, your beliefs, your core self. You don't have to give up who you are. And it's cooperation, I believe, is important as long as you're not compromising yourself.
Okay.
And we give ourselves away. I forgot what it was, a shout not too long ago. Tobias says, if you want to boil down the world's problems, individual human problems, but that now encompass the world problems, everybody gives their energy away. They're giving themselves away day after day. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't honor and respect and have love for others. It means we sell ourselves. We whore ourselves out to the rest of the world because we don't trust who we are. You like that, Karen? Karen's all I think I'm channeling you today. Anyway, Tobias went on to say, that's scary. That's...
Your homework for this next month is to take a look at how often you compromise, how often you are giving up your energy, how often do you look outside yourself for the answers or rely on other things or other people, including the angelic beings. Then take a look at what it does to your energy. Watch how your energy plummets and how you go back into old consciousness. You flee back to old and puny belief systems. You hide behind them like a coward hides behind trees. No compromises, Shamra.
Wow. Wow. Mm. So did you do that? Did you observe yourself last month? And when you compromised yourself, when you gave up your energy to somebody else, when you did something that you knew you really didn't feel right about, but you did it because you thought you had to or because you were afraid of a situation, you noticed how your energy... Nobody did that? You notice how your energy just plummets. I know that when I started channeling, there were times when I did not want to channel. I did not want to get in front of a group, and I didn't want to be responsible for what came out of my mouth. And there was some... Back in the early days, there were some times when I kind of half chickened out, and I felt awful. It wasn't Tobias doing it to me or Saint Germain.
What does half a chicken look like?
Well, this was before we actually started the shouts, when we had just small groups in that. And
you know, we have a very large non-English audience. I think you probably should expound on, because half
chicken,
chicken out. What is chicken?
Oh, fear. Fear.
Thank you.
I had a lot of fear. So
those translators are going to really struggle with that.
Before we actually started doing the lessons, when it was just small groups, I knew I was holding back. And there was times when there was a perfect opportunity to do a channel or even to speak, and I had fear. I didn't do it. I backed out. And I felt terrible, by the way. I felt like I wasn't being true to myself. I felt like I was holding back. That energy works on you. When you compromise yourself, watch how your energy plummets. And then what happens when your energy plummets, by the way? Well, yeah, you feel bad. When your energy really goes down, let's use the analogy of your blood sugar goes way down. What do you have to do?
Eat.
You got to eat. Chocolate. Chocolate is good. You have to eat because you get a little wobbly in the knees. You get lightheaded. You don't feel so good. Your energy's plummeting, so you have to feed. Same thing happens when you're not being true to yourself, when you're compromising. You get that low energy. Now what do? You got to go out and feed. You got to get mad at somebody. You got to manipulate somebody. You have to be somebody's victim. These are all forms of feeding. You have to get anxiety, depression, poor me, whatever you want. You got to go out and feed because you've compromised yourself. Tobias ended the channel saying, no compromises, Shambra. Okay, moving on.
It was pretty clear.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good shout. I really enjoyed remembering what was said. We're going to talk about recent events. It was a full month for Shambra all around the world. A lot going on. Started with trip out to the Lake Tahoe office. And by the way, take just a moment to say hello to everybody out at the Lake Tahoe office. We're back here in Colorado doing our things, but
hello out there.
We have a wonderful staff out there with Siglinda, and we have Barbara, Maggie, Deborah, Michelle, Janice, and recently a couple new staff additions, and Todd, and somebody that we just hired last week, Barbara, a new Barbara. So hello to all of you back at the Lake Tahoe office. Wished you were here in the snow with us. Can we get a Roy Cam shot here now that the camera's working again? Just so everybody can see what a beautiful spring day it is.
It really does look like what people try to get their Christmas trees to look at when they want them flocked.
Yeah, if this was December, it'd be great.
Yeah.
With little lights outside and everything. But this is April. So, thank you, Roy. Okay.
There you go.
At the Tahoe office, we had meetings, but we also did a couple wonderful Ask Tobias sessions. One was about aspectology that was co-moderated by Norma Delaney and Linda. It was a wonderful session about how we create aspects of ourselves. Everybody has them. You have the aspect that's a child, aspect that's the parent, aspect that's the comedian, aspect that's the, I don't know what other aspects, but you know, the true creator can create these roles and create these aspects to serve them. The where we get into trouble is when we start believing the aspects, that they're the whole. They're not. When we start, in our past lives, they're just aspects. They're not us. They don't rule you or govern you. There's an aspect of you that could be very musical. You haven't let that aspect out to play. We have all these aspects, and we're kind of like Grand Central Station.
Or you could be like a postal serial killer. You know those guys that...
You could have that aspect.
You know, they go into
you.
The post office. They,
yes,
got,
you
they
could.
Fragment so bad. They've got yep. a nasty piece. They don't know what to do with. So it takes a gun and it goes postal.
Yes.
Shoots people in the post office.
Is that one of your aspects?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I hope not. But it's interesting because that's what it is. It's a piece that just goes loose. And it. What was amazing after I heard that channel was that if you consider it, that you brought up the point that when they interview these people, their neighborhood, the neighbors are always like, God, he was such a nice guy. I never would have imagined that
yeah.
about him.
It was his aspect.
It was his aspect, yeah.
But Norma does a lot of work with multiple personality disorder. And this is a severe case of aspectology where they just shatter from the whole. They're allowed to establish their own identity and then believe that it is the identity. They believe that it is the central identity. Well, you are. These are just aspects, and it can be a wonderful game if you learn that you can send them out to play. You can, if you don't like public speaking, you can create an aspect that is a good speaker and let that aspect get up there and do the work. It's part of you. It's your creation, but it's a role. It's a role that you're playing. So that was an excellent
Well, the goal is to bring all this back into integration.
Absolutely. And to recognize that we play these aspect games.
Yep.
The other one was about food. And actually, these two tie in very, very closely. But that was moderated by Leslie Havim and Linda. And it was fascinating. Tobias talked about what food is, how to bring it in and have it serve us in an efficient and pure way. He talked about cooking. He didn't get into this food's bad, that food's not. It wasn't one of those if you're wanting to find out, you know, what you're supposed to eat.
I thought it was really validating because it all comes down to consciousness. And it's
exactly.
Just eating with consciousness.
He talked about, for instance, the importance of creating a kitchen as your environment. And it's a playground. And he talked about the importance of making your own meals a couple of days a week, a couple times a week. And I know for some people that's like, wow, boy, geez. I mean, he means making it, like cutting, you know, cooking.
That doesn't mean
putting
throwing,
it in the microwave.
Oh, no, throwing the wieners in the pan.
But, and really listening to food and understanding. He talked about how to go to your refrigerator, how to open that door. And he talked about how to take a look in your refrigerator and see how things are laid out and kind of the importance. Talked about the relationship of food with your body. It was fascinating.
Really was.
It was one of the ones I really, really enjoyed.
I did too.
So those are now available on CD through the Chamber Shop at the Crimson Circle website. Oh, after that, it was off to Netherlands, where we had an amazing weekend.
Channel the book.
Norman Garrett were there. Saint Germain came in, and he started in typical Saint Germain style, saying,
"Took over the place."
He took over the place. He said, "I'm channeling a book this weekend," and he did. He laid it out in 2 days. He went chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
Yep.
Wrote a book called The Master's Guide to the New Energy.
He said, "You will not do any audio with it.
Yeah.
You will not do any video
oh,
with
he
it.
He
it
was
is just my book, and you better do it right or else."
Yeah, no audio.
Pretty much.
No audio.
Pretty much.
He has the design already. He
knows what
he
wants to look
said
like.
It will be in print only. It will be hardcover. He got
and
down.
And fancy, too, he said. And it has to be fancy, and I want it to have gold inlay. And it's like, oh, please.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an expensive
yeah,
book.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. Anyways, thank you.
But it was fascinating. He just gave a lot of things we understand, some new things, but a lot of this book is really for your students.
It's a nice consciousness.
It's a wonderful teaching guide.
Really nice.
And it's a wonderful reader for those who are really just starting on this path. It was fascinating. What was really cool was the number of people who attended the sessions and said, you know, one of my goals was to write a book, and I just did. Because St. Germain said every one of their names will be in the book for having contributed. We passed around a sheet, and anybody who wanted to be in the thing signed up. And so it was an incredible creation.
He was bordered on nice, even.
Yeah, almost. I have to say, we had about 130, 140. We had a great time there. We actually went to the Rembrandt Museum, and we're Norman Garrett, Linda, and I were kind of walking up and down the place, and all of a sudden, I came face to face, you know, 4 feet in front of me, with Tobias. It's like, whoa! It was the painting, the Rembrandt painting of Tobias, Anna, and the kid.
That was a dog.
No, it was a kid.
Oh, the goat kid.
The goat. The kid. Yeah.
And that isn't Junior.
And no. That was a goat. A goat. Many of you may have seen it. I've seen it 100 times in books, or people send me Tobias paintings all the time. And here I was standing right in front of it in the Rembrandt Museum.
It's not the most handsome depiction.
No, it wasn't. Tobias said it really wasn't a very good likeness of him. Just a couple of shots of the group in Amsterdam. It was an incredible group. We had a fun time.
Mary Linda with her mouth open. That's great. Let's move on.
live music with Paulus. He sang some really great songs and chamber songs that he created himself.
He had a few naughty words.
Some of them were dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. But they said in Holland, you know, it's very open. Anything goes, you know. They have these coffee shops, you know, where they can...
Let's not go there.
We did not go there.
I don't have much of a reputation, but I got that.
We did not go there. But it was legal, so if we did, it wouldn't have mattered.
But we didn't.
We didn't have time. And, of course, as it was so many Chambre events, as you know, a big part of it is just getting together. The group would have dinner at night and sit around and really enjoy, have a glass of wine, and connect energies.
Yeah, a lot of people met each other there. It was really fun that they could do that. I'm sure we started
we went
some
from
romances.
There. We're still there in Holland. But
right.
While we were there,
there,
this was so cool. We did the first Dreamwalker Birth Transitions Teacher School.
Yay, in Tahoe.
In Lake Tahoe.
In the Tahoe office.
Exactly.
It was really a first.
Conducted by Maggie Hofgarten, who is our director of Chamber University, and Jane Hamilton, who works very closely with Chamber University in developing curriculum. And they actually taught the class.
Yeah.
We now have five Dreamwalker birth teachers who can go out and teach
other people.
It's incredible information. But anyway, we're so proud that this work is expanding like that. Okay, back to the Netherlands. Norma Garrett, Linda, and I did a sexual energy school teacher training. This is a group out one night in downtown Amersfoort getting a guided tour by Jan Brouwer, who lives right there in town.
One of our master teachers.
He is one of the mentor teachers in Europe. We had, I think, 15 students for that.
That's correct.
Again, just going through the sexual energy school, again, just brings up so much wonderful energy. Upcoming events. I'll go through these quickly so we can take a break before the channel. Next weekend in San Diego is going to be part two of the Healing with Standard Technology with Saint Germain. First part was done in Israel about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't go to part one, it's okay because you don't need to go to part two. We're going to be releasing everything, Israel and San Diego, as a kit.
We'll see.
We finish this one. Later this month, we're going on to Kelowna, British Columbia for the first Dreamwalker Ascension School.
I really am excited.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it.
Oh, my God, I'm loving it.
I'm having a little anxiety.
It feels really good already. Yeah. I'll be so shocked if it isn't just
this awesome. Is the third part of the Dreamwalker trilogy. Remember, we had Dreamwalker Death, Dreamwalker Birth, and now Dreamwalker Ascension. It's the full cycle. And it's material that the teachers can teach.
It is no coincidence that he's doing this as we're fairly deep into the teacher series. It's just no coincidence. And everything that's being channeled feels like it's leading right up to this event. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to being
makes
up there.
Makes my head tingle.
Kelowna is beautiful. And Tammy O'Reilly, our
does a great job.
Host up there, does a great job. This sold out in 8 days.
Yep.
Next month onward to Bucharest, Romania, we'll have a one-day event in Romania, and it looks like we'll have about 500 or 600 people.
Yep.
Sylvia Marin and her team have done an incredible job of putting this event together.
Hello to Sylvia and to Maria also.
Yes, and to Maria. Then from there, we are going to Transylvania. Now, get this. We're doing the sexual energy school in Transylvania.
You're probably going to get arrested.
Oh, I think it's going to be phenomenal. The energy in that area is...
Don't go out after dark.
Do not go out after dark.
And I'm bringing crosses to wear.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is also sold out. Sold out a couple of weeks ago. So
It's really a beautiful setting. It's quite exciting.
Then June is Frankfurt with the Dreamwalker Ascension School in Frankfurt. Again, sold out. I'm sorry. I just learned about that this week. Oversold.
We want to go there.
Obviously, we're going to have to do more. Then a special Tobias workshop in Helsinki, Finland in June. When we say a special Tobias workshop, it means we have no idea of what's going to happen. My Virgo-ness panics, and I say, Tobias, I have 2 days, with a group in Helsinki. What are we going to do?
It's always interesting being your partner during that time.
Exactly. I'm going to get a little... tense beforehand, but they're always fun. They're always something new. Last year in Oslo, it was the Oslo session.
It was awesome.
So
control.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this summer, if you want to take the Dreamwalker Ascension, actually the only school that hasn't sold out yet is right here in Colorado.
In our own backyard, yep.
In Breckenridge. We still have room for that. It'll be
yes,
up at the Great Divide. And then, of course, I have to make sure to mention the Quantum Leap celebration coming up in Taos, New Mexico, September 17th through the 19th. We're about 80% sold out right now. I assume that it will be sold out end of May, early June. So if you've been thinking about it, if you haven't signed up, now's a real good time. We're limited to about 600 people. And we have people right now from probably 25 different countries.
Oh, I'm sure, at least.
So it was going to be amazing, and it will be a celebration. We're going to have speakers, but unlike past years where we've gone from 9 in the morning to like 6 at night with talks, the talks are going to be shorter, and the fun is going to be longer. When we asked people last year, what do you want to see at the Quantum Leap? I think the only answer was fun, celebration. So that's what we're going to do.
There'll be some channeling, too.
Yeah, yeah, but it'll be fun channeling. So
we're not going to get beat up?
The hotels are getting very sold out in Taos. We're basically going to be taking over the town.
Actually, and I'm sorry, I got so excited.
Ahead.
We are going to, honest to God, be absolutely a force to reckon with. Santa Fe is a little town, but Santa Fe is nothing compared to Taos. Taos is really
little.
A little town.
Like, what, 30,000, 25,000 people?
And local. So if you consider how small the town is and how many Shambra are going to be in that town, they are going to feel us. I mean, they are going to feel us, and they will feel the celebration. You want to go and do something fun where I think you'll actually feel your impact on the place. That's, I think it's going to be
and
the
And we're going to have dancing. We're going to have music.
Fun.
We're
really
going to have
keep
a lot of fun.
A lot of celebration.
And also...
entertainment.
We will have a shuttle going between some of the major hotels, some of the bigger hotels. So even once you get there, we're going to be bringing everybody over to the main conference
We've
center.
Got a few things we're working on that we can't even talk about it yet because we haven't gotten the permits yet.
Right. I didn't know you had to have a permit for that. I didn't know you could get a permit for that. Anyway, I'm running out of time. Real quick update, Dan Bennick, our traveling Shambra, has made it over to New Zealand, Australia, and he's in Greece right now. He sends this message from Naxos, Greece. Hello all, it's Good Friday and find myself in a bar on an island, typical Shambra. In Greece, using a free Wi-Fi hookup. I'm drinking a beer and listening to 50s rock and roll, Jerry Lee Lewis singing Pink Cadillac. Much love from Dan. He's traveling around the world right now and collecting all the stories of his adventures with Shambra that will hopefully get in a book. Okay, now it's time for the launch pad. We have
I'll step aside here.
I tell you a little story behind
this.
I get people hand me a lot of things to read, and I got a stack beside the nightstand about like that high. One night I reached over for the next thing to read and picked up a book called Imagining Einstein by Barbara Wyth, who's with us today.
Welcome.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. You get a lot of jokes. And
well, that would be the 2,347,000.
Yeah, your time.
Well, it's great to be here. And I just want to say real quick that Jane Hamilton is an old protege of mine. I used to channel for Jane and her molecular regeneration group for many, many years in Minneapolis.
She's a dear, dear friend.
Yes,
small
yes,
world.
Please say hello to her.
Well, you could say hello right now because she's listening.
Oh, Jane. Hi. It's me.
Small world.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up your book one night, not knowing you.
You read it on my birthday.
Probably.
Yeah, you did.
And I started reading, and I thought, this is amazing. And I start going into it, and the physics of it are awesome. The message is awesome. And then all of a sudden I realized when you sit down, you said you sit down in a chair and you imagine Einstein. And then all this comes out. I call that channeling, but I actually like the word imagining better.
Safer.
It's safer.
Well, and there was a reason why I used imagining. I'm a channel. I've been channeling since 1987. Yeah. And in 93, I started doing groups much like y'all are doing, and two associates of mine, Lily Phelps and Teresa McMillan, we did a series of six sessions, and they said you can call us angels, even though I was suspect, you know, about this terminology. But they gave us what they said was step-by-step instructions for world peace, one person at a time, starting with you. And they gave us a very succinct process to use to resolve conflict on an inner level. And the process of delivering the information was awesome, but then we spent the next 12 years putting the process to the test amongst the three of us. So there would be two of us would fight, and then the third one was there to hold the principles and to guide us in to see.
Were you trying to fight, or was it just
happening? No, we didn't have to try.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
put three girls together, and you're always going to get a little tension.
Really?
And we were all in crisis and in the process of healing our own lives, and they said this was also going to help make your wildest dreams come true.
Wow.
So the really meat of the story is the years that we spent developing this process, which turned into a conflict revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is our first book, Diaries of a Psychic Sorority.
Right.
And then I was called to channel for a group of famous people who had passed on working in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. Started with Princess Di on the anniversary of her death. And we got a call from a London tabloid, would you conduct this interview? And so I did. It was fabulous. Wow. And they brought me to New York and interviewed me for 5 hours, you know, after a little few cocktails. Like, oh, tell us about Princess Anne. You know, it's like, whatever. And then I don't think they wanted it because there wasn't enough dirt in it.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, they want drama.
Drama.
Those British.
Yeah. Those British. Stiff upper lip and all. But from that came the realization that they had assembled, they had done this book, right. And they were asking me to. So within a month, I channeled all 12 of them. And then 13th was when John Kennedy Jr. passed away. And so that's party of 12, the afterlife interviews, which has a very interesting interview with Jesus that I would highly recommend.
Jesus or Yeshua?
Well, it's the Son of God, the Son of Man. Okay. Son of God, the Son of Man. Both with capitals.
Right, right.
And he says, I'm so glad you capitalized M.
Yeah.
Even though it's, you know, women, men, right. Whatever. So, and from that, Einstein was one of those, and 2005 was the year of physics. The United Nations declared the year of physics in honor of his miracle year, 1905, where he delivered 5, you know, record-breaking theories. And I thought, I want to do a special year of channeling. Mm. And so I did. I conducted a lot of different sessions, and then I started to edit. And in the editing session, I had his picture there from 1904, and you know, he led me to all of the where I could compose and the whole. And so this book, Imagining Einstein, is a unified field theory, which I am going to send out and challenge the physicists to tell me, because I'm a rock and roller,
I'm
not a scientist. So
that's probably good because then you don't get, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then he defines compassion in a scientific and mathematical way. And he actually, you know, watching this stuff with Tobias, he goes into M theory, and you know, we don't have really a lot of time to do that, but he breaks down human consciousness on a quantum level, the three dimensions of human consciousness and how they interrelate. Very exactly what y'all are doing, you know, with the thought, intellect, emotion, intuition, and gives a very succinct, detailed view on a quantum level of human consciousness.
Mm. Interesting.
And then goes on to take it up through conflict revolution and then world peace. So he starts at the source and ends with the... So he actually demonstrates the unified field theory by starting on the quantum and ending in the cosmological. So it comes on April 18th. This is actually the kickoff of my world tour.
Right here.
Nice. Right here.
Right here in the Jambalaya Colorado. All right.
Ooh, gotta start somewhere. Ooh. Yeah. So we have some pre-sales.
That actually brings chills. I mean, that is awesome.
It's going to be big. Yeah. And, you know, he's there, and he's always told me from the start that he'll be behind this movement.
I got to ask, as a fellow channeler, what is it like to channel Einstein? I'm familiar with Tobias. He has a certain energy. Saint Germain.
An old Jew and a genius.
Exactly.
And has he ever been to Tobias's cottage? Do you know? Does he talk about it? Because Saint Germain, Tobias, and Kuthumi get together.
You know, they're all up there having a, you know, and there's just...
Is he real serious or is he real...
No, he's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And he's very...
Telling a few physics jokes here and there. Yeah.
And when I started
what
and we didn't
one
know
Adam
it was
collided
him.
With the other? Yeah.
There was a very strange accent that always came through.
Oh, really?
And I didn't get it until I heard someone speaking Yiddish.
Oh.
And that was even before I knew it was Einstein. But after 9/11, we did a series with where the party came out of the closet, so to speak. And he said, you know, we could not tell you. It was when you asked, who were we? And we said, you can call us angels. You know, we couldn't tell you it was Einstein, Freud, and Hitler up here, you know.
Right.
You
know,
you would have left the room and never come back. So, it's been an
Don't
amazing
compromise.
Journey.
You got to trust.
No, I
trust. Yeah, you did. You got the book to prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And does... do you speak, do you do verbal channeling of Einstein?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Close my eyes, get out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it come on through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fantastic.
Congratulations.
I read the book.
Thank you.
I really, really enjoyed it. I called you the next day. I sent you an email.
Yep.
I remember you kind of sent an email back and said, I wasn't sure whether I should open this email from this strange person.
Yeah.
But then you emailed back 15 minutes later and said, I went in and felt the energy and it was really good. What do you want? And,
I used my amazing power of psychic.
Yeah, you did.
To see that.
And
it was good. And so consequently, I'll be speaking at your wonderful Quantum Leap conference in Taos.
Absolutely. Yes, we've invited Barbara to the Quantum Leap.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. And I thought it was particularly fitting because the Quantum Leap is a consciousness event. It's a physics event. It's a big event. And really, Tobias talks about how we get off of the old way of doing things at that point. We take a quantum leap. And so it'll be amazing. I look forward to seeing you.
And I have to say very quickly, on August 16th, 1994, I did a channeling session that had a lot of important information. But he said, something is going to happen. It's going to happen in September. If we had to pick a date, we would say September 19th. And so every September, we waited and waited and waited. And then when 9/11 came, we thought, well, okay, 8 days off. Yeah. So when I got your email and you said, well, it's the 18th of September, and I thought, not too far
Off. Wink.
Yeah, nice wink.
Well, we look forward to, parting with you in Taos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your website is www.barbarawith.com.
Or ImaginingEinstein.com.
ImaginingEinstein.com. And thank you.
Thank you.
We send you blessings on the book.
Thank you.
All right.
Great. Glad you could be
Thank
here.
You. I like to end up a little talk with either a little something of humor or of interest. These are actual chalk drawings on a sidewalk. When you take a look at these, the illusion behind them, remember, they're just drawings on a sidewalk. Doesn't it look three-dimensional, real? There's I believe that's the artist there.
It's super realism, yeah.
Yeah, super realism.
It's super realism.
And one of the reasons for showing these is you always have to stop and consider what's real and what's not.
An illusion.
But you look at the plane that he drew on and how it creates that an illusion of it being real, like it's like he's playing in that little pool. It's just a drawing. I can't imagine how long it takes. And again, the people are real, but everything, you know, the box and everything else are drawings. Isn't that amazing? So it really begs the question, what is real? When you can create those kind of illusions. Doesn't it look like
he's standing, like where he appears he's standing is what I think is so fun on that one.
Yeah, he looks like he's standing, you know, down below the street level, and he's not. Look at the lines of the sidewalk, like right
see how
here.
They go right through,
and
it,
you
yeah.
could see where the supposedly real is. Line is. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
And again, it's just a drawing.
So I like those better than those ones the last time where he had the Google and.
Oh yeah. Well, these were good. Always pay attention to what's real and what's not. Most of it's an illusion. I want to thank all the Chambra angels for your love and support. It's made
Makes
the Crimson
difference.
Circle what it is. I know we're right at about our 100th shoud. Ongoing. I mean, this show has been running for a long time, and it's because of Chambra all around the world.
Thank you. The energy really makes a difference.
We're going to take a 20-minute break and come back and see who's coming in today and what they have to say.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.